Hey guys, Carlos Cortez here with another episode of Scriptures and Wall Street. I hope you're doing well. Hey, I've been here, been doing what I'm doing, speaking truth, and getting ridiculed and attacked online, and the weight seems pretty heavy. However, our faith, our trust in God is unstoppable. And I wanted to name this podcast called Covered because even myself, being a father of four, running a financial practice, being a husband, being a business owner, a life coach, even a worship leader at my church, there's a lot of people that envy and that are jealous. And it's tough. It's tough to actually be in the mind frame to record something for the benefit of others when sometimes you feel like you're being attacked. So that's why I named this podcast Still Covered. Maybe you can relate to it. What I'm going through, many of you have read online, the attacks, the lies, the defamation, and I'm reminded that we are covered. We are covered. I don't have to impress anybody. I simply just have to have my confidence that comes from the Lord. So some of my scriptures today are going to be based on how I'm feeling lately. And one of the scriptures that really, really I'm reminded of that we forget so much about God's promises. It is so good. It is so good to go through a crisis or through pain or go through a conflict so that we have to trust God. Remember the whole two roads of pleasing God versus trusting God. And a lot of times for me, I have no choice but to trust God because I put myself out there because I know my confidence comes from the Lord. Psalm 91 says, "He who dwells in a secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." This means that you don't have to fight every battle head on. Sometimes the bravest thing you can do is just rest in his shadow, to stop running and let his presence cover you. You're not alone and you are covered. Also in Isaiah 54:7, it says, "No weapon formed against us shall prosper." That is a cliche of a scripture for many of us faith believers. What I want to say is that it doesn't deny the weapon. It proclaims the victory. So the lies may spread, judgment may rise, people misunderstand your heart, my heart. But the word says that every tongue risen against you shall be condemned. So you don't have to fight fire with fire. God's got us. God will fight the fire. The righteousness is in the palm of his hand. So it is my prayer, wherever you're going through, maybe it's like me, they're defaming me online. Maybe they're defaming you in your church. Maybe they're defaming you in your business. I don't know what you're going through. But just know that your confidence comes from the Lord and that no weapon shall prosper. And the whole thing of God will never put you in a situation that you can never handle, it's almost a lie. Look at Moses. All throughout scriptures, many of God's people were put in situations that were really scary. Moses had chariots chasing after him. Moses had people going after his head. And he literally could not handle this situation. And he said, "Pick thy rod, that staff that come from me." He split the seas, or God split the seas, used him to split the seas. And he provided a way, the unthinkable, the unimaginable. And this is why I talk about trusting God. He shows up all the time, maybe not the right time for you, but he shows up on time. And this week I had a phone call from one of our clients. And she was so amazing. She doesn't have a lot of money, but she has a heart full of gold. And I simply asked her, "What is your primal question?" And I said, "If you allow me, based on your language from what I hear from you, probably your primal question is, am I safe? And at that point, I just said, people with your language, there's nothing wrong with you. It's just your experience. You probably had somebody neglect you when you're a child at no fault to your own. And it pierced you. And you still think about that. And it molded your personality. It molded your mindset and programmed you to think a certain way, to adopt a certain language. And so going into retirement doesn't feel safe because everybody thinks we need this big number to retire. 99.9% of the world thinks we need to have millions of dollars to retire. But what we are confiding and confessing in our tongue, on our tongue, is this checkbook resembles our security in the human mindset. We forget that God calls us to trust him in so many ways. You don't need millions of dollars to retire. It's nice. You got to have discipline to have millions of dollars. You got to have systems in place to generate millions of dollars. I believe if you have a 9-to-5, you have a harder track to obtain millions of dollars because you're probably investing a 401k that is going to be heavily taxed. The government has written laws for business owners, not employees. So this is why business owners employ a good majority of the economy. So I recommend starting a business if you want to make money and retire young or early or provide for your family. Put on your big boy pants, your big girl panties, start a business, and save automatically. And you'll see that the write-offs, the tax write-offs, the tax laws have benefited the business owner. I'm not saying you're not going to pay taxes. I'm not saying it's going to be easy and you will be attacked and you will lose friends. You want to lose friends and you want to level up your circle? Stop drinking and start a business and see how many friends you have left over. I know I've had to do that multiple times. And they say, you're crazy. You're this, you're that. I could choose two things here. I could play victim because I know where the tax are coming from. I can sit in that. And honestly, probably this past few days, I have been. But then there's no victory in victim mindset. There's no victory in misery. God does say he is with the brokenhearted, has crushed in spirit. So Psalms 34:18 says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. So use me as an example. I've done nothing but poured into this community. I pour into my church. I pour into my family. I pour into pretty much everyone that I love. But yet the world receives me as some Ponzi scheme, Bernie Madoff, evil person that needs to be in jail. And I can only laugh because I would never steal a penny from anyone. And when you accumulate millions of dollars as a business owner and you achieve success materialistically, as well as spiritually as well, the world will bring you down. They will lie. They will even cheat and defame you to bring you down. So thank you to all the haters. Thank you. Because my conscience is clear. I've made mistakes in my past. I owned up to it. But never, ever will I steal a penny or be called a fraud or do anything fraudulent to harm anyone. It's not even in my fabric or my bones. And for those of you that know me, know that I'll give my shirt off my back anytime to anyone that's in need. And I can rest my head on that. And when I die, I know exactly where I'm going. God chooses me to be a messenger. God chooses me to say what's on my heart on this platform and many other platforms. And I will not stop. You could kill me. You can put a bullet in my neck. But you can't kill my soul. And actually, My heart doesn't belong on Reddit. My heart doesn't belong on social media. My validation doesn't come from the regulators. My validation doesn't come from the general public. My validation and confidence comes from the Lord. And in He, I will never falter. And that will be to the last breath I have on my last day. And that is a promise. God has saved me from dying on the COVID bed. I did not take the vaccine. I got resdemivir. I ran out of ivermectin. I literally saw God's feet in a vision I had when I was dying on that deathbed. I heard quiet music, and it was angels literally getting ready to clear the airway so that God can speak to me. And I heard him audibly. I heard the words, "Go fix it. I am with you. Go fix it. I am with you." That was on September 1st of 2020, when everybody was dying from this Delta strain. At that time, I was diabetic type 2. At that time, I was in a dark place. I've had lawsuits for recommending a bad fund, unbeknown to me, where I lost hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars, not just my own money, my family as well, and clients. And instead of declaring bankruptcy and running from the issue, I actually decided to embrace and take responsibility and ownership and help anyone that was affected. And I'm proud of that. I'm truly proud of that. And to utilize and weaponize that great moment in my life to call me a fraud is exactly who you are. Jealous, defamatory, lies, judgment, irritable. There's no freedom. You're oppressed. It's what that satanic hold does to a weak person. And all I can say is, God bless you. God bless you. I don't even hate you. I actually don't even hate anybody. I don't hate the Jews. I don't hate the Muslims. I don't hate gay people. You can't hate anyone and have God in your heart. You can't hate your brother and inherit the kingdom of God. Despite where I'm at on the actual networks, they can kick me out of all the networks. I will stay true to myself. I will stay true to God's word, and I will stay true to my message. I am the same person in person as I am on camera. I don't wear a mask. I wear my heart on my sleeve. And yeah, I like nice things because I earn it. God gives me the ability to generate wealth and to share that knowledge on a public platform. God gives me the ability to embrace my masculinity so that other men can be inspired to be masculine, to love his wife, to love his children, to put the phone down and actually go teach your son how to chop wood, to go camp, to maybe comb your daughter's hair, to maybe wake up at 6 a.m. to take your daughter to her ice recital, to skip business meetings, to be late to a client meeting, to console your child that was getting picked on in school, for a kid to have bad grades. It's actually not their fault. It's your fault. You are the parent. You are the one that needs to take responsibility and put that child in a place where they can be successful. The question is your home successful? Have you made God a priority in your household? Have you trusted him? It is so important, guys, to have an advisor, a financial consultant that actually believes in what you believe in. Not just from a financial standpoint, but a spiritual standpoint, political standpoint. Because we will be persecuted. If you believe in Jesus, you will be persecuted. And it's a hard thing. It's a hard thing to walk the Christian walk. It's hard. The temptations are insane. I was offered millions and millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. I could retire tomorrow. They wanted me to change my message. They wanted to change my message. In my head, like, what's wrong with my message? I said, no. You know how bad I wanted to take that check, to be with my family, to just go away. I never had to do a podcast for the rest of my life. I would never have to work a day in my life. I know the knowledge to have the investment money to generate income so that my family and I could live in a mountain somewhere and be by ourselves, seek comfort. I wouldn't be able to deal with myself, man. And you know what? I love you guys too much to do that. And so if we shy away from that, where else does that show up in our lives, guys? Do we not trust the Lord? Or are we going to seek comfort and please God? You see, what the most beautiful thing about this is, when you're put in a weird situation, a crazy situation that affects you spiritually, financially, academically, professionally, your faith is what God wants to see. He wants to see that you trust him so much with everything. Because there's a lot of things out of your control. And that's how you actually honor and please God, is when you start trusting him. So we are called to love on others. One of the hardest scriptures is love thy neighbor as yourself. If you currently have money in the bank, a 401k, or even precious metals in an IRA, you may want to listen up. You're going to want to have a place where you have a guarantee on your funds. As we go into a lower interest rate environment, banks will be stressed out. Right now, you can get a guarantee. Yes, a guarantee on your principal and get a 29% bonus. Go to greenmoneysolutions.com, fill out your information, and let's just see if you qualify. Recently, personal story. I'm in the car literally 4 hours a day. I've committed to taking my son to a hockey academy an hour away. Maybe I move closer to the school. I probably will, but I love where I'm at right now. Close to my office, close to my church, close to my hockey rink. Anyways, I love where I live. So the time that I have with my kids is very precious. Whether it's 5 minutes of me just eating a prep meal, I have to order these prep meals weekly because sometimes I don't even have time for dinner or lunch because of the podcast, client calls, Zoom meetings, kids' schedules. It's hectic. And I started noticing that when the quiet comes, I wouldn't know what to do with myself. This chaos I'm in, flying to Nashville, Dallas, going to Venice, Florida, driving 3 hours to Jacksonville, having two kids in hockey programs, being busy. Like, where do I ever have time to continue to worship lead at church? Where do I have time to continue to court my wife? Where do I have time to actually be intentional with my other kids? Where do I have time to be intentional with the brothers that have invested in me? And so I started looking at my priorities, like I'm burning the candle both ends. And so I recently put a candle on my desk because it only burns one way. And so it's just a symbolic reminder of only burn one way, not burn both ways. There still has to be time for God. There still has to be time for your wife, your kids. And so my calendar may get a little more limited because I'm going to make time for Sally. I'm going to make time for my kids. I'm going to make time for God. And I don't know in your life what you are making time for, but the busyness is not working. The busyness is a huge distraction. It's what the enemy wants. He wants you to be busy. Busy being a business owner, busy being online, desk scrolling on Facebook and You know, making sure that your image is perfect. I don't need a perfect image. The only people I care about is Jesus, my wife, my kids, and obviously my clients, and the brothers and sisters in my church. I don't care what anyone says. I will continue to press forward. I will continue to be here for many of you that are clients. I would never walk away, shy away from anything. And so what I love about my position and why I'm a passionate retirement planner is because you're going to retire. You're going to quit your job. I probably will still be working. I'm younger than most of the call-ins. So statistically speaking, I will be here to honor your wishes. I will be here to speak to your children. I will be here to share your faith and your wishes that you want to continue with. Not some corporate policy. Not some corporate advisor says, well, Mr. Clark, our company policy does not allow to do the same investments as you wish to your children, or whatever nonsense that they could throw at you. We are in some times, guys, where we're going into a social credit score. We're going into persecution. The war has started at multiple levels, has been started, the holy war. And some people want to blame the Jews. Some people want to blame the Asians, the Masons, the Muslims. Guys, it doesn't matter who. There's principalities over there. Whether they're reptilians or not, it doesn't matter who it is. Zero times 1,000 is still zero. God's word says we suffer not from flesh and blood, but rulers of darkness. P. Diddy, we all know he's guilty. But he's also protected by Satan, by the principalities. Why are we trying to fight a fight that's not even ours? There's no need for racism. There's no need for hatred. There's no need for any of that. You got to know when to put away the sword and when to pick it up. And let them be. Because the battle has already won. There's no need to fight. That doesn't make you a wussy or demasculate you. That means is that you've 100% completely have confidence in the Lord, and you trust him in all your ways. And so it's time to start, quit playing Christian karaoke, lifting up your hands in church and singing these beautiful songs with words that you don't even mean. It is time to actually trust God's word. It's actually time to trust in our language, the words that we use. I hope I'm resonating with you. For me, that looks like being present with my family, my wife and kids. That looks like doing the hard things, waking up early, 5 o'clock in the morning, to take my son to school so he can make it hour away at 7 o'clock in the morning or 7:30 in the morning with traffic. That looks like waking up at 5 a.m. to take my daughter to a 6 a.m. skate so she could go on her recital, so she can qualify to be a participant in the recital. So I don't know what hard looks like for you. Even when I'm tired to pursue my wife, to continue to invest in her, those are hard times. Even when our agreements are not solved, to pursue her. Because God says, love your wife like Christ loved the church. Even if you're in disagreement, you still have to pursue her. To me, that is hard. So I don't know what your heart is. But we can only by the transformation of our heart. Everybody wants to read these self-developmental books. and go to Tony Robbins and go wherever. I've been to Ruck, Rise Up Kings. I highly recommend it. You always see this band on me, this group of men that I climb mountains with and I go to spiritual war with, I do tough things with. There are men that are about their faith, their family, their fitness, and their finance. And we don't even understand what masculinity is anymore because the church wants to clamp it down. The church wants to feminize the man culture. And as we see Bad Bunny in the Super Bowl, not that I'm the biggest Super Bowl watcher, but this is the controversy that America desires. This is a controversy that creates attention. And as a Puerto Rican myself, we're not like that. We are very, very family oriented, hardworking. As a matter of fact, we embrace masculinity and probably a little way too much. Not to mention, most of the military is Hispanic, whether it's Dominican or Puerto Rican. Oh, and guess what? They happen to be American citizens. Would you look at that? Wow. So yeah, as I post, even in my beer hockey league, I get ridiculed about how, hey, take this spick off the ice, call ice. When I was born in Raleigh, North Carolina, I'm more countryer than most of these people. Literally, I grew up with shotguns. My friends had shotguns going to school in their truck when it was okay to do that, before this woke BLM crap happened, before school shootings. That was normal for me. So, yeah, my father fought for our country so that you can embrace your racial slurs. Would you look at that? Okay, sure. Deport me to Fayetteville, North Carolina, guys, please, so I can eat more Bojangles. Nope, I'm Floridian. And the thing is that I just unapologetically stand for my faith and what I believe in. And the world will never accept it. And it's not meant for the whole world. It's meant to stand up for what you believe in, to put yourself out there, to do risky things. So for those of you that are listening, if you're trying to bring me down, you can try. But I'm powered by God, dude. I'm powered by God. And no weapon will ever prosper, because he has me in his hand. I'm not saying I'm a saint. I'm not saying I'm indestructible. But what I'm saying is my confidence comes from the Lord. And I will not have any anxiousness. And his word says, Isaiah 54:17, and we're reminded of this, that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. It doesn't deny the weapon. It just exalts and amplifies the victory. Or in other words, it just denies the victory of the weapon, I would say. So the judgment is going to rise. People will understand who I am. That's okay. But every tongue that rises against you, you shall condemn. So I feel led to say a prayer. I know this is a financial show. I know it's the weekend show. It's the biggest show where I get the most views. But I do want to say a prayer, because I think our community needs it. I need it. I need it, right? And it's important. So Heavenly Father, I come into your gracious spirit. I come into the vulnerable place. Lord, open up my heart. Use me as a vessel. It's not about me. It's not about anything of me. I am your child. And the person listening to this is your child as well. I don't know who's listening to this worldwide, countrywide. Bless that person, the regulator, the defamer, the client, the pastor, the friend, the neighbor that doesn't want to talk whoever it is that's on the other end of this podcast, God, I pray for them, Lord. Whatever they're going through, teach them that there is life in you. Teach them that responsibility matters to be present with their family. Teach them to be a winner by accepting your blood as their savior. And God, I pray protection over myself, my business, my family. I pray protection and healing for the end user, for whoever is doing attacks. I pray a blessing on the person that is watching this right now. God, help them to understand their personality. Help them to understand their primal question. Help them to be prosperous. Help them to be a good influence to their family so that other men and women through their generations will be blessed as well. Thank you, Lord, for this platform. I understand that they killed you on a cross for being an amazing person, and they treated you like garbage, saying that you're blasphemous. And we know that we are going to be persecuted because we follow you. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to trust you even more. And when we trust you, we honor you. Let us not become people that want to just people please and honor you and be fake and be superficial, but let us be gangsters for the cross. Let us be warriors for the cross. Let us unapologetically defend our faith and what we are called to do, Lord. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your power. We call dry bones to come alive. Any backsliding Christians, I pray, Lord, that you can give them the fire, the power, the masculinity to stand up for what is right, the truth. Because my God is able to. And as we go into this quote unquote holy war, good versus evil, that's what this is about. I pray for our country, our deficits, the issues at home, the masculinity issues, our children that think it's normal to think having relations with robots is going to be normal, Lord. I rebuke that. I pray, Lord, that you can comfort every broken heart, every marriage, every defamation, every hurt, every pain, because you bore it all. That war is not ours, it's yours, God. And Holy Spirit, I just thank you for your protection. I thank you for all the clients that have supported this message, this podcast. Bless them 10 times fold. Bless them, Lord, in their ways. Send them a warm, warm, welcoming hug right now, God. We thank you for this podcast. We thank you for the show. We thank you for the networks. Bless all the networks. Protect them, Lord. Let it be amplified. Let your name be proclaimed, that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. Let the blood of Jesus literally kill every demon that comes its way. We thank you, Jesus, for your saving grace, your never-ending love. Amen. Guys, I just needed to do that. We're still covered. We're still covered. Don't let the fear dictate and paralyze you. Don't let the lies dictate and paralyze you. You are a child of God. You have so many gifts. You are so powerful and much needed. And I say that even if I don't know you at the end of the end user, I say that in confidence because you are a part of the body of Christ. God has guaranteed you gifts. And guess what? Now we can mathematically and quantitatively prove it. There's a test called the Gallup's test. They're like 40, 50 bucks. If you don't have, you know what? I'm going to offer this. If you're a client and you don't know how or you don't have the money to do it, please email me at info@cortezwm.com. I would love to coach you through it and help you out. It's not a money thing for me. My job here is to be an impact to the kingdom, to be an impact on the ugliest street in the world, which is Wall Street. If I'm not an impact, then I'm not doing my job. I'm willing to take all the arrows. I'm willing to take all the hate. I'm willing to take all the ramifications for my faith. But yes, go to Gallups. The link is below. Find out what your true score is. But before you do, the free test is, what is your primal question? I want you guys, if you're listening to this already and you didn't cut it off, go to the link below where it says primal question. It's a free deal. Take it in a quiet place. Try not to manipulate it. Answer honestly. And it's going to generate that question. And that question, that primal question, literally has determined all the mistakes and wins in your life. Your whole life has been trying to answer this one question. Some of those questions are, am I safe? Am I loved? Am I worthy? Am I secure? Am I good enough? Am I successful enough? Everybody has a question they're trying to answer. So knowing what question you're trying to answer will help you out in your life and your process and everything, especially when it comes to retirement. Because think about it, you've worked your whole life. You worked your whole life to save for retirement in the right parking spots. And then you stop working. And so your survival needs is always going to be money related, sexually related, medically related, social related, and dwelling, meaning your home is at risk. So we have five survival needs. And whenever those needs are attacked or challenged, we go into fight or flight mode. This is why people scramble. They pick up drugs. They pick up a bad habit. They do weird things. They self-sabotage. So these five needs, five of them are sexual. Can I not perform for my spouse sexually? Or, you know, I have a problem down there and I can't do anything about it. So our body goes into fight or flight mode. We have this lack of confidence. Medical, am I dying of cancer? Is there something going on medically? Do I have complications? Our body goes into fight or flight mode. Financial, you guys are very familiar with this one. Many people are. Am I going bankrupt? Can I not provide for my family? Is my business being shut down? Do I not have enough money to survive? Fight or flight mode kicks in. Social, all my best friends are turning around on me. My church is turning around on me. My groups that I play hockey with or sports with or my bowling league or my poker night, they're turning on me. This will basically put you in a fight or flight mode, and you'll scramble and you'll tend to do things that are self-sabotaging. The last one is your environment or dwelling. Are my kids hating me? Is the roof leaking? Am I not in a good environment at home? This is mainly for the children. They will go into a fight or flight mode. Are my parents constantly yelling at me? Are my parents constantly fighting? I have bad grades. I don't want to go home. We never have dinner at the house. There's no lights at home. My dad's not there. My mom's not there. My brother keeps on picking on me. My dad doesn't love me. So these are the five major survival needs that we all have. And when anytime any of those get questioned or broken, you will find yourself going into drinking or picking up porn or being irritable or just being angry or even depressed. So when we have the answer to our primal question, am I loved? For me, that is mine. Am I loved? Or am I worthy enough? Am I worthy enough? Which same as I'm loved. It creeps up for me, like, if I'm not having sex with my wife, I don't know if I'm being loved. if I have a problems with diabetes or something with my heart, I question, am I loved? Financial. If I have a financial problem, like, God, why is this happening to me? Am I not loved? Am I not called to be prosperous? Number four, social. Why does everybody hate me? Why do I not fit in anywhere? Where's my sense of belonging? Am I loved? Five, my dwelling. My children don't love me. They don't say hi to me. My dog doesn't even say hi to me. My wife doesn't even comfort me anymore or comes to me or doesn't cook for me or cleans the house or doesn't show any love to me at all. These are ways our mind starts to think when those five areas are attacked. So knowing your primal question is so huge because you actually will play victim to trying to figure out this question. Am I successful enough is another question that many people have, especially in my industry. This is why they're constantly trying to buy businesses or constantly trying to buy these books. They're constantly trying to look good so they appear successful because someone told them at a very young age, you're not going to be nobody. You're Mexican. You're Hispanic. You're Puerto Rican. You're Black. You're Jewish. You're not going to do anything. So this person gets his validation typically from what others believe or pursue him as. And this is where people pleasing comes in. And it's destroying families. It's destroying you. When your success comes from the Lord, your confidence comes from the Lord. All these questions, am I loved? Am I safe? Am I wanted? Am I successful enough? Am I secure? All of this answers come from God. And I know I'm preaching here to the choir, but I just had to talk about this because it's really heavy on my heart. And I know you guys want us to talk about the financial markets, but at the end of the day, the financial markets don't matter. If you are worried about the financial markets and if you're going to retire, then I question, where's your true trust at? Are you trusting the numbers? Yes, we need money. We need millions of dollars now to retire. I get it. But there's a time and place where if you have millions of dollars, you shouldn't have to be worried about financial. The financial pillar should be out. You just need proper management. You just need to protect your money. Possibly you need green money. If you're worried about the stock market crashing, that means you have too much money in red money. If you're worried about taxes, that means you don't have a good CPA. That means you don't have a plan. If you're worried about medical, what have you done your whole life to prevent what you have right now? Maybe you were born with something, I totally get it. But for those of you that were like me that developed onset diabetes, and the doctor said I'll probably be dead by the time I'm 50, heart attack by 45, and complications the last 5 years, a miserable life by 50, and you'd be dead because I was overweight. You're responsible for your own happiness. You have to understand what your primal question is. Once you get your mindset right, then we can start talking about retirement and growing it and having some amazing vehicles to protect your principal so that you can honor your family, you can honor yourself, and that you can honor God. Now, the S&P 500, guys, it's going to be volatile. Interest rates are probably not going to go down next month. There are already safe money companies that have said their rates are not going to be changed. They're going to stay the same. I could be wrong. This is not financial advice. This is information, education purposes only. But I don't think they're going to change the rates in December. And what that is going to do with the markets, it might bring it down tremendously. once banks put pressure on the Fed saying, hey, because you lowered interest rates, our infrastructure is damaged and we're not going to pay the Fed. We're going to just be insolvent and you're going to have to help out with this insurance claims. They will start putting pressure on the Fed, the banks. At the end of the day, it hurts our economy. It hurts you. It puts your money at risk. I personally don't trust the banks. I don't trust that they have less than 1% in cash reserves. I trust insurance-based companies that have been around for hundreds of years that actually have dollar for dollar or at least 87.5 cents to a dollar in cash reserves to protect you that are outside of the stock market. This is why I have Green Money Solutions, so that we don't have to be a victim in the banking index. So we don't have to be a victim of the markets. I love the markets. I trade the markets. But it's not meant for the everyday retiree that's busy or the professional. We have many doctor clients, many engineer clients, many business owner clients, many high net worth clients. They don't have time to be watching charts. They don't have time to worry about what call option they should be buying on whatever index is about to do well. So it's time to hire professionals that know what they're doing, that want to protect your money, that are not promising you these crazy returns, that have the ability to cater to your spiritual, financial, and your moral beliefs. It's okay. It's okay to be on the same page as your advisor in all your ways that you think. It's very important. So if that's you, then I recommend you give us a call, 813-448-3446. Everything on this podcast is not investment advice, nor am I giving investment advice, but this is meant for information education purposes only. Also, if you would like to know about green money is not a secure, it's not investments. There's another lie on the internet saying that these are guarantees on investments, and they're not guarantees on investments. These are insurance-based products that do have guarantees that are actually backed by and written by insurance carriers. So yes, the guarantees as an insurance advisor are backed by the insurance carrier. We are not talking about guarantees on investments. I want to make sure I'm clear on that. And that is the whole thing about all of this, is that online they're saying I'm a scam artist, a defamation. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Every municipal building in every city in America has an insurance company as a skyscraper. Are they a scam? Then why do they have billions of dollars? So stop the nonsense. At the end of the day, you got to protect your principal. Are you prepared for a market correction? Do you not think the market correction would happen? Or are you just hoping that silver and gold is going to go through the roof again and it's never going to come down? Legitimately, this is the mindset of many people. And I don't say that loosely. I actually say that because I watch the markets. I'm a big fan of the markets. So yeah, this is KRE. We see that it's still going down. This is the regional banking index. Regional banking index, you know, the Fifth Thirds, the Synovus, the PNCs, the Bank of Ozarks, the Seaside Credit Unions. These are the regional banking index. And it's extremely volatile right now, guys. Let's look at precious metals real quick. I know I have to go soon. Or even gold, I would say. So we had this sell-off here. Remember, I was up here, right here. In October, I said this. October 20th, I said, we're reaching a peak. And look what happened. This was when the U.S. dollar was actually pumping back up. I said, the dollar's pumping back up. Go, watch precious metals to go down. Oh, but that's gold, Carlos. Yeah, well, it went from It went from close to 4,300, 4,279 all the way to a low of 3,834 during that week, by the way. So people bought up here because they believe the hype. They didn't even bother to look at the chart. Like if you saw the chart and you saw that this was at the top of the momentum index or the momentum resistance bar that I have here called a support, anytime mathematically, typically, we see momentum hit this top part of resistance, naturally, it's going to go down. So it wasn't rocket science for me. It's just I'm emotionally detached from the precious metals because I know it's traded. It is actually traded commodity. But we forget that. We start investing with our beliefs and, or I'm sorry, not our beliefs, our emotions. And boom, you lost a lot of money here. So where is it going? Well, I think precious metals is going to come back up for sure. But let's look at the US dollar. This is all red money, guys. Red money has volatility. So now precious metals is going to go rally back up because we got a sell signal on a dollar. So the dollar is going down even more. That was done in November. And we're going to start to see the dollar go down a little bit here. As you see this huge red bar on my MACD analysis. And it's crossing over. Once it crosses over this white bar and this red bar, get ready. The dollar will start to melt down. On Halloween, I got a buy signal on silver. I mean, silver is going to go up. The dollar is going down. Silver is going to go up. I personally like silver. We should see 50 silver over 50 again, probably in the next few days here. So silver, you're still buying at a high, but not as high as it was at 52. So right now it's at 47.91. It's a decent area to buy, but be careful. You're buying silver, guys, that you really look at the documents because the documents are going to tell you how much you're being charged over. And just ask, you know, how much am I being charged for silver? I highly recommend Cornerstone. They're a faith-based group. They're very reasonable on their silver, on their precious metals. And I know the owner, he's a great guy. He's a faith-based believer as well. And his number is 888-747-3309. Let him know that Carlos Cortez sent you, 888-747-3309. And they will ship the precious metals right to your door. You guys have asked me, like, where have I received these cool silver bars from? They also have them in and terry ounce coins with scriptures on them, which I love. But yeah, these are just regular 10 ounce bars delivered to your door. Pretty amazing. Now keep in mind, guys, silver is not a guarantee. Silver does not mean it's going to go up all the time. Silver is still a speculative asset. It's industrial metal, but it will go down in value. Historically, it's done well, but there's no downside protection. There's speculation and historical data to prove that there is downside protection, but it's still red money. If you want downside protection, you're going to need a fixed product, like an insurance-based product. Green Money Solutions is a great place to look at that. I think a combination of precious metals, having green money, a bucket of money to guarantee a portion of your principal, and maybe you like stocks, maybe you like the market, then allocate money that you want liquid in the markets because you're okay risking that portion of money. So this does require risk, and this is not investment advice. So if you would like investment advice, give us a call, 813-448-3446. And more importantly, let's just see if we're a good fit or not. With that being said, guys, I just appreciate you giving me the opportunity to speak life into you. Continue to pray for this podcast, my business, my family, and God's protection as we get ridiculed and we get defamed. It's part of the game, right? But no weapon will prosper. And So we just thank all of our haters. We thank all of our defamers. Thank you. Sincerely. God bless you. And don't forget to like and subscribe Rumble. Don't forget to download a free guide from America First Retirement Plan and learn about the colors of money. And you, like I said, you can like, subscribe on YouTube or Rumble, Scriptures and Wall Street. And we love you guys. We appreciate you. And God bless. If you currently have money in the bank, a 401k, or even precious metals in an IRA, you may want to listen up. You're going to want to have a place where you have a guarantee on your funds. As we go into a lower interest rate environment, banks will be stressed out. Right now, you can get a guarantee. Yes, a guarantee on your principal and get a 29% bonus. Go to greenmoneysolutions.com, fill out your information, and let's just see if you qualify.